From David Ludlam's The Weather Factor, a hurricane prolongs the war, the French storm off Rhode Island. The fine harbor surrounding Newport and Narragansett Bay held a position of strategic importance during the first half of the War of Independence. Although occupied by British forces in December of 1776, its possession was not challenged until the summer of 1778, when troops under Major General John Sullivan and a powerful fleet under Admiral Comte d'Estaing, newly arrived in American waters, attempted to wrest control from the British army. Upon learning of the threat, the British fleet under Admiral Richard Howe sailed from New York to give battle. The French were effectively bottled up within the bay by the southwest winds that normally prevail on the Rhode Island shore in summertime. But between 7 and 8 o'clock on the morning of August 10, 1778, a wind squall occurred as a cold front moved through the area. The wind shifted abruptly to the north and the prevailing thick prefrontal weather cleared. This gave d'Estaing the weather gauge, or windward position, that all naval men desire when engaging an enemy. The French quickly cut their cables and sailed out into Rhode Island Sound with the wind moderate at northeast. The two fleets were approximately equal in strength, but Admiral Howe, who had the wind in a disadvantageous quarter, decided to retire southwestward in a delaying action in anticipation of a return of the normal wind flow. With barometric pressure rising to the north and falling to the south, the wind held in a northerly quarter, enabling the French to close to about 5 or 6 miles of the rear of the enemy by sundown. On the next day, August 11, 1778, the wind hung eastward, blowing fresh. At noon, conditions were logged as thick, hazy weather with moderate east-northeast breeze. D'Estaing sensed victory, believing he could overtake the enemy and bring him to action while maintaining the wind advantage. His forward ships were preparing to engage the British rear late in the afternoon, but the wind increased from fresh to strong and then to a gale. The seas ran high and sails were furled. These were the first strong puffs of a hurricane that was churning northwestward along the Atlantic seaboard. Hard gales and strong gales were sweeping the area by evening, and by midnight they amounted to hurricane force as the storm center passed perhaps 25 to 50 miles eastward. It proved a memorable night for both fleets. Dawn found D'Estaing's flagship, La Guadoque, the most powerful fighting ship afloat, almost totally dismasted, and her rudder was gone. The British were scattered over a wide area and later limped by ones or twos into New York Harbor. The French rigged jury masts and made minor repairs in the high seas and then headed to Boston, where there were adequate ship repair facilities. The opportunity for a decisive naval action vanished under the blasts of the hurricane. The situation had similarities to the events in Chesapeake Bay 3 years later at Yorktown. It's interesting to speculate on how the war might have been shortened had the French prevailed in August of 1778 and won naval supremacy in American waters.